Okay, let's try this again. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning on 12/12/21. This beautiful Sunday morning, 10:52 a.m. straight up on the East Coast. How y'all doing? Isn't this wonderful? Like I was on 5 days ago and I'm on again. Isn't this wonderful? Welcome to Up Early Before Everyone Else with Monica Lynn. I am your delicious Monica Lynn. And as always, I am always up before everybody else. I don't know why I'm up now. I didn't go to bed until 5 o'clock this morning. I fell asleep. Okay. I fell asleep at a dinner party last night. You know, I'm always entertaining. And I got a funny story about that too. Let me write that down so I won't forget. Okay, funny story. So I had a dinner party last night, and I haven't had a dinner party since September. I think the last time we had burgers and wine was in September. And like I said, the reason why I haven't really had any... Damn, sorry y'all. The reason why I didn't have any dinner parties is because right about now, it's a lot. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. It's not that I can't afford to have a dinner party. It's not that I can't not afford to have a dinner party. It's the fact that it's a lot. Because yesterday, a friend of mine came over and we had dinner and it was so nice, y'all. It was so nice. I got up at 9 o'clock a.m. Saturday. And I took out, cause I wasn't going to make the spaghetti. I was going to let my mother make the spaghetti cause my mother made really good spaghetti. And I love spaghetti. Like I will eat spaghetti. I can eat spaghetti like every day. Like that spaghetti that's in the fridge, I'm gonna eat it until it's gone. I mean, Tuesday, I might, like, freeze it or something, but I don't throw my spaghetti away. I love spaghetti. I love everything that I'm not supposed to have, and I'm not having a diabetic minute this morning because I did not check my glucose. Because I was up at 4 o'clock this morning eating potato chips and pretzel. So, out of sight, out of mind. But anyway, so I got up yesterday at 9, and I decided that, you know, my friend was like, they wanted to get together, and I was like, okay, but you know, like the trouble I have with my menstrual cycle, I have like the worst period on the planet. Excuse me, y'all. I don't know what's going on with this throat of mine, but anyway, so you know, I have like the worst menstrual cycle on the planet, so I was cramping up severely. So we were trying to figure out, like, what some things that we could do. But, you know, like, yesterday here, we had a wind advisory. It was raining. It was cold. It was hot. Then it got cold. And it was just a nasty mess outside. So I was just like, you know what? We're just going to stay in, and I'm going to cook. And, like I said, I got up at 9. And I'm kind of distracted this morning because I'm watching the clock. And I'm also watching the fact that my MacBook is at 16%. And I really wanted to do this show this morning. And it's like my charger is upstairs in Megan's bedroom. But anyway, Jesus. So we stayed in. And I got up. I took out the ground beef. I took out the smoked nut bones. I put them in some water and I started cleaning up. Now, I haven't really been, I clean up all the time behind myself and I clean, you know, clean up my mess or whatever, but it's the Christmas holiday. You know, we got like a lot of the Christmas stuff out. We got to rearrange the house so we can, you know, put stuff up and put the tree up and everything. So mind you, my mother is fucked up. My arm is fucked up. So, still from the accident, like, today hurts. Like, this is something I'm going to have to deal with for the rest of my life. I know I am, because if you guys didn't know, On Indigenous Peoples Day, coming home from West Virginia, we were in a car accident. My family and I were in a car accident. And shout out to my sister-in-law, who's in the hospital right now, receiving her chemotherapy treatment. You're forever in my prayers, and I love you so much. But I hit the dashboard. My right arm, I was turned to the side, and I hit the dashboard. And I was in therapy for, I had 18 sessions of therapy. 18 sessions of therapy. I was in therapy until Thanksgiving. Like, I thought that 2 weeks was enough. But the therapist said, you may feel fine now, but let's see how you feel next week. I came in, felt like shit. So this morning, I feel like shit. So, and it's like my whole arm. It's like my whole, the entire arm. It's like, I feel it. And I already had carpal tunnel. So, and what's the other one? Not bursitis, tendonitis. I've been doing hair since I was a kid. And I just stopped doing hair like 2 years ago, but I still cut Jess hair. I still do my mom's hair. I haven't even done my hair. And I don't think that I'm going to go get my hair done until the beginning of the year because this is school finals is coming up. So, anyway. So, let me go back to the story. And so I was cleaned up yesterday and I didn't even get a chance to clean the bathroom. Like, that's how long it took for it took me until my guests arrived. I was still doing stuff right before my guests arrived. And he had a good time. I had a good time. We had spaghetti, we had green beans. We have wine. My sister-in-law went to a winery. I don't know where she got that wine from, but when she gets home, I'm gonna have to text her and ask her where did she get that wine from. But it was a really nice night. I lit candles, and we never had like burgers and wine. We don't do candlelight. But I think that I'm gonna have to get my cousins together. I really want to do a burgers and wine because I really enjoyed myself yesterday. And I miss doing that. So I think after Christmas, I want to do a burger. I might do something for my mother for her birthday. I might have my mother a little birthday party. You know, have her a little get together. But my mother and COVID and my mother, well, all of my family vaccinated. Everybody that I know is vaccinated. I don't know anybody that's not vaccinated. Like, everybody I hang out with is vaccinated. Like, I've been around the same people for the past 2 years. Like, my circle hasn't changed. Like, even at the casino, the same people that I interact with, you know, but we have masks on. And then sometimes I don't have masks on. And then, like, sometimes, like, you know, I've gone out with, you know, people from the casino. And we, you know, nobody got COVID. Like the last time I had my bout with COVID was right before I started the show last year. And I've had this been the same people ever since. So I don't know, but I had a really good time. But I really want to do burgers and wine. Burgers and wine started back, I forgot when burgers and wine started. It was like, it was only supposed to be me and my cousin cooking out on a grill with some burgers. We wanted burgers and a glass of wine. So the next thing you know, burgers and wine started with a bottle of Crown Royal. And I was telling my friend last night, I said, burgers and wine started with a Crown Royal vanilla, which was really good, and a bottle of wine. And it expanded. Like, and if it wasn't COVID time, I'm pretty much sure that I would invite more people, but I cannot. I can't. But I had a friend, God forgive me, friend, if you're listening, I am so sorry. I had a friend who inboxed me on Facebook the other day. And the friend goes, when are you going to invite me over so I can taste some of your cooking? I want to cuss my friend out. I'm like, dude, are you serious? Are you serious right now? Because I haven't really cooked, to be honest. Yesterday was the first time I cooked. Since Thanksgiving. Like, I cook myself some bacon, eggs, scrapple, stuff like that. But that's easy. Like, as far as like dinner wise, my mom's been doing the cooking. My mom's been doing everything. because like my arm is like really fucked up from this accident. So it's like I haven't really been doing anything. So it's just like all the, from the middle of October until Thanksgiving, my mother's been doing everything. You know, I'll still sweep, mop, like I swept, mop, dishes. My room is a hot mess. My room is my sanctuary, and I absolutely love it. I really have to clean it up, but I really don't feel like it. You know how you just like it the way that it is, but it needs to be cleaned up. And I really need to go behind my dresser because I really think there's some jewels behind there. Not like jewelry, but like jewels. Like how you stumble upon a jewel, a gem. How you stumble upon a gem. Yeah. But yeah, my friend was like, I want to come over and taste your cookie. And I was like, dude, you're about to get cussed the fuck out. Because my friend that came over last night, it was just so nice. I'm not gonna lie, it was romantic. It was kind of on the romantic side, but it was like the candles were lit, the music was playing. It was just nice. You know how I felt like an adult, you know, and I just felt like an adult, you know, because sometimes I don't feel like an adult. I don't know if y'all don't feel like that sometimes. Like, I'm 43. I'll be 44 in August. But I feel like an adult. I had paused because I don't know what the hell is going on outside. I don't know if there was a car, a truck, cat. I have no idea. But yeah, I don't cook for everybody, you know. And I told my friend, I said, I'm sorry, but the last time I cooked was Thanksgiving, and the only thing I cooked on Thanksgiving was the sweets and the greens and the mashed potatoes. That's all I did. But it was like, I'm not cooking for everybody anymore, you know. I mean burgers and wine is an exception because it's just my cousins and it's my mom or whomever want to come. But I'm not inviting everybody, you know, like, not because that I don't want to be around a lot of people, but it's COVID time, you know, and I'm not sure, like I said, my house, everybody in it is vaccinated. Everybody that I know is vaccinated. I've been around the same people for the past 2 years. When I go out, Maryland still has a mask mandate. Baltimore still has a mask mandate. So we have to wear our mask. Indoors. So anyway. Yeah, we have to still wear our mask indoors. So, you know, it is what it is. It's whatever. But I just don't want to be around a lot of people, you know. I was telling my mom, like, I really don't want to be around a lot of people. I never was the kind of person that would be around a lot of people because where I used to work and my job, my career here is, and I remember somebody told me that you don't have a career unless you've been working somewhere for XYZ. Let's look up the definition of career because that I just thought about that because that wasn't my career. That's what I went to school for. Like, I'm going to school now. I want to be a nurse. So I'm going to nursing school. So that's my career as a nurse, right? Leslie, what does career mean? Not like with 10 or something. Let's just see what it means. I don't think there's any kind of, you know, you got to be working somewhere for XYZ amount of years for it to be your career. I just think that's stupid. Anyway. Yeah, an occupation undertaken in a significant period of a person's life and opportunities for progress. Google is your friend. I tell you, Google is my best friend. Career versus job. Yeah, it's like A job can just be going to work to earn a paycheck. A career means that your job's experiences and training programs is helping you advance in pay or responsibility. I have a career. Cosmetology. Doing hair is a serious ass job. I don't give a damn what nobody says. Actually, I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Okay, and I'm gonna break it down to you like this. When I worked at the coffee shop, and when I worked at Planet Hollywood, you get trained to you get trained, you get your training, and then that's it. And if they have a new coffee, a new item on the menu, they'll give you that. But you can make a career out of being working at Starbucks or in a restaurant. But most of the time, they do have on-the-job training. But my job, my career that I had, I did have to go back to school. I had classes and training programs. I had that marketing. I had that. So yeah, that was my career. Do I miss doing hair? No, I don't miss it at all. But I am going to get me a piercing. But it's funny. I'm getting my Medusa pierce. That's that thing that's under your nose and above your lip. And I want my lips pierced, the left and the right corner, look like fangs or something. And one of my dimples pierced. I want 1, 2, 3, 4 piercings. And I'm gonna get them. I don't know if I should get them all at once. The place that I want to go to, my ex-boyfriend went to, my ex-ex-boyfriend went to, they do pretty good. So I'm gonna go there. You can just walk in to get piercings. You don't have to make an appointment. If you want to get like tattoos and stuff, you gotta make an appointment. But if you want to get piercings, they say you can just walk in. And that's like one of the more popular places here in Baltimore. And I'm gonna go get it done. I'm gonna get it done. But as soon as I said something about getting my nose, see, I want my nose pierced. I want that bullhorn. I want that, what is that called? Y'all, I've been talking for 17 minutes. I missed y'all. I missed y'all. What is the nose? I don't want to. I don't have no time points or anything. Septum. That's what it is. Not nasal septum. And I want that pierced, but I heard it hurts. I heard it hurts like shit. And then I was on TikTok, and one of the girls, she was on live, and she was talking about how much it hurt. And when you wear your mask, it hurts like hell. So I'm just like, well, I'll just get a fake one. And they do have fake ones. I saw on Instagram that they have them. Like, it's like a magnetic thing, and you can wear it. And it's really small. But I don't want to get nothing. And when I do my nursing thing, once I get to a facility, like, what am I going to do with my piercing? How am I going to cover up my piercing? You know, but I don't think you gotta have, I don't know. See, and that's the thing. I don't want to go get my piercings and then they tell me I gotta take them out. You know, and they're going to be so small, though. But we'll see. We'll see what they say. A lot of things have changed. My aunt is a nurse. She said a lot of things have changed. Like, a lot of nurses have like tattoos, like full sleeve tattoos. You gotta cover your tattoos, you gotta cover your piercings. But I think it's basically like where you're at. Because once I finish this CNA program and I get to nurse, because the nursing programs are only gonna take 15 months. So once I finish with that, you know, then I don't know if I'm going to go into a hospital. I don't know what I'm going to do after that. I just want to get through school first, and then we'll decide. I want to be a wound care nurse. That's what I want to do. I want to follow in the footsteps of my aunt and be a wound care nurse. And let's Google wound care nurse so I can let you guys know what it is, the educated way, because I'm going to sit here and I'm going to tell you the gross way. I'm going to tell you the gross meaning of a wound care nurse. So let's get the. Let's get. What is a wound care nurse? Wound care nurses assesses pressure injuries, identify treatment options, and implement wound care best practice to prevent injuries. That's what a wound care nurse is. Because I was going to tell y'all the gross part. You can obtain certification and participate in online wound care education. So, let's see. They said, oh, okay, y'all. Let's say this. It says, can a CNA perform wound care? Job summary. A certified nurse assistant will provide basic patient care under direction of wound care nurse. This involves performing duties such as assisting a wound nurse with all aspects of wound care, assisting a wound care educator, and or moving patients, readying patients for wound care. So I can do that too. Isn't that awesome? Okay, this is a misconception that I've always heard about CNAs. And the question is, if CNAs have to clean poop? They say cleaning stool is a team effort in nursing. It says a lot of people have the idea that cleaning stool is a nursing assistant's job or CNA, but it's not. Many times you have a patient who is immobile or incontinent. You're going to need to help turn into patients to clean them. So it's basically, we're not dealing in shit all the time. I don't understand. People, you just don't do that. This is nice to hear. The average age of nurses students at community colleges is between 26 and 40 years old. I had a client who started nursing school at 45. My aunt started nursing school at my age. So it's never too late. So how do you go from CNA to RN? Yeah, it says the fastest and most efficient way of becoming an RN is enrolling in the CNA to RN Bridge program. These programs allow you to earn your associate's degree in nursing in as little as 1 year. It's like 15 months. Since you've already taken some of the required courses, our program completion time can be reduced. And I am excited, and I'm glad you guys are going to be here on this journey with me. So, anyway, I was going down a rabbit hole to say, I don't know about my piercings. Let's see, can nurses have piercings? Yeah, I knew it. So I might as well not even. They said nurses can have earrings, but other facial piercings are out of bounds. And even then, nurses can only wear two simple earrings at most while working. I guess it really depends. Yeah, I guess it depends upon the facility. It really does. I guess it really does have. It said as long as they're generally accepted in the medical field and not deemed offensive. And, you know, but yeah. I do want my Medusa pierced. I'm going to get that pierced. And once I go on my interviews, if they tell me I gotta take it out, then I'm like, okay, I wasted $40. All right, y'all, what's the tea? What's the gag? My piercings. That was the gag. I want to pray for those people in Kentucky. The tornadoes that went through there Friday night, which is so crazy because I was online on Because you guys, if you don't know, I need to listen to the TV. I need my TV on. And I need to listen to YouTube going to sleep. Period. And I was on this young lady's live, and she was talking about the tornadoes, and everybody was asking her, was she safe? And I know before I went to sleep, they were talking about the Amazon building had collapsed. And my prayers go out to all of those people who lost their lives this weekend, and the families and friends of the people who lost their lives this weekend, because you all know that I know your life can, in a heartbeat, in a blink of an eye, you can lose your loved ones. You can, life is too short and precious and sweet, because in an instant, like we were talking last night, how in September, look at your life in September. My friend is very profound, very prolific. You look at your life in September, and I'm trying to paraphrase this. I don't know it verbatim, so I'm gonna paraphrase it. He was basically saying, look at your life from September to now. And you think about it. My sister-in-law has cancer. And she's going through all the motions. Like, she recently lost her hair. She has no hair. September, we were going out, and everybody was going, and she still was going out though, before the accident. Going out, having fun. We weren't in a car accident. So you look back on your life and the stuff that you did in September, you can't do now. Like, I can't, it's a lot of things that I can't do anymore. Not because money is tight, but it's a lot of things that I can't do physically anymore with my arm. And it's like every once in a while, like I can't lift it above, like I can only go like breast to my breast, the middle, and I can't go nowhere else. I can't go up or down. And it's crazy how you look at your life, like how it changed so much in 1 year. 1 year. Now think about it. Those people went to work Friday morning, Friday evening, and they're now coming back home. Friday, it's Sunday. They went to work Friday evening. Thought they were getting off Friday evening, and they're not going home to their family. Their family have to bury them. And they were saying that this was the worst tornado in Kentucky's history. So I'm gonna read into that just a little bit, y'all. That's a little bit. They're giving a lot of updates on CNN.com. You can go to CNN.com. You can go to Louisville, WLYK, Louisville, Kentucky, on Kentucky.com. Got death toll now above 80 in Kentucky tornado, 75,000 still without power. Death toll could reach 100, the governor says. At least 70 people are dead in Kentucky after tornadoes and severe weather tore through multiple states and caused catastrophic damages. Oh, but real quick, but I meant to say this earlier because as soon as I said something about doing something with my nose, my nose been messed up like all day, all week, it's been messed up. My mom said it has something to do with my cycle because every time my cycle comes on, my nose, it gets really crazy. But, Yeah. The Kentucky governor, Andy Beshear, that's his name, said at a news conference Saturday, that the death toll may even exceed 100. This event is the worst, most devastating tornado event in Kentucky history. I believe that by the end of today or tomorrow, we will be north of at least 70 lives lost here in Kentucky. I think we will have lost more than 100 people. I think it could rise significantly in those numbers. President Biden has signed a federal emergency declaration for the state in response to the deadly tornadoes. Yeah. A candle manufacturing was hit. There were 110 people in the building. It nearly collapsed. They said 40 people were rescued. Dozens are expected to be lost from here. This tornado may even surpass the 1974 super outbreak as one of the most deadly in Kentucky's history. Let's see. Let's go back and let's see what they said about that. Because this is a quagmire. Let's see, y'all. I'm glad my computer's working this morning. You're doing a good job. Okay, let's see. 1974 super outbreaks. That was 4 years before I was born. See. Wow. The April 3rd, oh, Megan's birthday, through April 4th, 1974, the 1974 super outbreak was the second largest tornado outbreak on record for a single 24-hour period, just behind the 2011 super outbreak. I remember the super outbreak in 2011. It was also the most violent tornado outbreak ever recorded, with 30 F4, F5 tornadoes confirmed. 148 confirmed. Wow, I remember 2011 because it was a year after my grandmother passed away, and we went to Las Vegas. And we were coming home from Vegas, and the pilot said that we're going to drop maybe like 10,000 feet. We like, okay. And he was just so calm about it. He was telling us that we had to ride through Arkansas because going straight across, because coming from Vegas to Maryland, you're going like straight across the country. So we had to go down through Arkansas to come home. And it was a little bit of turbulence. It wasn't that bad, but it was kind of scary. So we were like right above the storm. And the lightning, it looked like, I don't know if you guys know about the game Simon. I'm real old school. And it looked like the game Simon with the lightning. It was very interesting and very, very scary at the time. Very scary. Wow. They also had 1965 Palm Sunday tornado. Oh my God. That is scary. Oh my, is that two tornadoes? I said on April 10th through April 12th, 1965, a devastating severe weather event affected the Midwestern and Southeastern United States. The tornado outbreak produced 55 confirmed tornadoes in one day and 16 hours. The worst part of the outbreak occurred during the afternoon hours of April 11th into the overnight hours going into April 12th. Wow. Oh my God. Wow. A wide outbreak of 37 tornadoes killed 257, 256 people, mostly in Ohio, Michigan, Indiana, on Palm Sunday, 1965. This was the deadliest tornado outbreak in 33 years. Wow. Wow. It's so scary. This is scary. But my heart and thoughts and prayers, love and light to those family members, because that's all we can really do is pray. And I remember somebody said, F your prayers. Like, what are we supposed to do? You know, that's the most expensive gift you can give somebody is a gift of prayer. Don't ever think that your gift of praying is not helping somebody. It can really help somebody out of stress. You never know what a prayer may do for somebody. But that was gloomy. That just took my mood down. I really don't want to do nothing else now. God, my heart goes out to those people. I'm so sorry that you all have to go through this. I don't wish this death, nothing on anybody. I don't wish this pain, oh my God, on anybody. It's terrible. But let's jump into story time. I came here today to talk about karma. And how she rears her ugly, stupid head when you least expect it. So I'm going to revert back to a show that used to come on. I don't know if it was BET or TV1. I don't remember what. It was a black entertainment channel. I don't know which one it was. It had to have been BET because I don't think TV1 was in existence back then. Oh, I need ibuprofen. This really hurts. It hurts to reach for stuff now. I think I did a little bit too much yesterday. I'm about to go get back into bed. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I got to text my mother. Let me text her real quick. Hey y'all, I'm back. I knocked myself off. I didn't know I knocked myself off. I didn't even know I was talking. I was reading text messages. I was answering text messages. And I think when you send text messages, I think it knocks it off. So I apologize. Then I'm just going to hop right into story time. Karma and how she reveals her ugly head. I remember watching a show, like I was saying, I don't know if it was BET or TV1. And it had actress Shar Jackson. And she was talking about how Kevin Federline left her for Britney Spears. And it was basically saying like how privately she dealt with everything. Because, you know, they had kids. They have kids together. And how she had to witness that craziness with Britney and him. And how much they were in love, blah, 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 getting married, having kids and everything. And how gracefully she dealt with that. But once it was over, she saw Britney break down. But she was able to hold herself together and deal with it behind closed doors. Nobody saw what she went through, but we saw what Britney went through. And I'm not saying that Britney deserved that, but karma will reveal herself. She will spin the block. And I'm not sitting in here judging anybody. I'm not perfect by long. I'm like, oh my God, y'all, I have so many flaws. When I tell you I am not perfect, I am not perfect. I don't point fingers. I don't judge nobody. The story time, I talked about sophisticated cheaters the other day. And like I said, this is my show. This is how I feel. This is what I see. This is what I know. I only talk about shit I know. I don't talk about shit I don't know. But karma, how you get them is how you will lose them. Karma has visited me plenty of times. She has. Oh, yeah, she has. Instant sometimes. Like, God damn, instant karma, damn. But I never was in a position where, in a relationship, if my partner was unhappy in a relationship and my partner left me, but partners have left me for other women. My partners have come back to me, telling me about these other women. It was a mistake. You want to know how many times I heard that? But I do remember very, very well of a situation I went through. And the young ladies, and I use the term loosely, they always made it known that they were there. Like my last relationship that ended, and he brought the clothes to me. The young lady clothes was in my bag. Now, y'all might not know this because you don't see me, and I don't have a, I'm not getting on camera because if I get on camera right now, I would scare everybody because I have on a scarf and a nightgown. I got up, I took a shower, I did whatever, did what I do what I do, and then I came downstairs, started show eight, started show whatever. And TikTok, I do TikToks, but my TikTok I made yesterday, it took me all day, and I did not post it until 5 o'clock this morning. It took me that long to get that TikTok together. And I don't know how people do it every day, constantly. I don't know how they do it. But anyway, I am what you call. I still have clothes with tags on them upstairs in my room. I am a fashionista. It takes me, we're going out Friday. It takes me a week to get ready. But this time it's not gonna take long because I already have everything I need. I have everything. But it takes me a week to get together to go out. So if somebody said, Monica, would you like to go out with me Saturday night? I have to start getting ready now. If somebody said, Monica, we're going out Friday. Are you coming? I have to start getting ready now. No bullshit. Right now. I have to gather everything. And I know in my head that I'm going out Friday or I'm going out Saturday. I have to prepare myself. But with all that's going on with school and everything and the finals and everything, it's like, it's kind of crazy. But I'm a fashionista. And the clothes that was in my bag when my ex-boyfriend brought it to the house, it's not mine. You made it known that you were there. And I remember one time I was on the phone with him and I heard somebody click, 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 click. You know when people wear cheap shoes and how they sound when they walk across the floor, they sound like click, 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 not boom, 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 click, 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 click. Like they got on kitten heels or something. You made it known because he started talking louder. She wanted me to know that she was there. I remember one time I was in the bedroom with Richard and his ex-girlfriend told him to tell me hi. I was like, oh God, I have to get out of this situation. Lord have mercy on my pitiful soul. But karma will rear its ugly head. And that's what I tell people. Like, you gotta treat people with respect. You gotta treat people good. Because if you don't, that shit will come back on you tenfold. And how you get that man, how you got that woman, is how you will lose them. And I think I remember specifically, I had a show about women having babies to keep men. Oh, they'll leave you and the baby. Child. They will leave you and that baby. And then they will leave you but want to be there for the baby. So life is about, really, life is about choices, the choices that you make. Because I can honestly sit here, I've never done anything to anybody. Like, if you want to leave, leave. Vengeance is not of Monica's, vengeance is of the Lord. I don't play that. I do not get in other people's way. If you want to leave, leave. You want to come back and you want to talk to me, you can come back and talk to me. I'm not saying, oh, you big dummy. I'm not saying that because you got to learn that on your own. Excuse me. You got to figure that out. I don't know what you told her. I don't know what she told you. But you have to learn on your own. Everybody in a situation, you have to, and I'm talking about relationships and karma. I'm not talking about anything else because I told y'all I only talk about shit that I know. I don't talk about shit that I don't know because I'm not researching shit. It's bad enough I got school and I write books. I can't do it all. I can't. But yeah, karma and relationships, you know. It rears its ugly head. It really does. Like, it will show up when you least expect it. And I did say this because a lot of women take sport and thinking that they're taking men from women. A lot of women do that and they wear it as a badge of honor. I don't wear it as a badge of honor. Like I said, like I told the guy, one of these guys that I used to date a while ago, he actually told his baby mother about me. And they were talking about me on Facebook. Oh my God, y'all. Oh my God. So it was a situation, and this is another karma versus ugly head, because he came back to me, and I'm like, bitch, you got to go. Like, you got to go. Now, anybody else I will talk to, any of my exes I will talk to, or whatever case may be, but this bitch had to go. I'm just like, bitch, and I meant that shit from the bottom of my heart, bitch, you got to go. Because first the fuck of all, how dare you? How dare you? How fucking dare you sit on social media and talk about me? And this woman don't know me. Why does this woman know me? Because you told her about me, bitch. You're talking about me on the stage. Well, you was out with Monica, and Monica this, and Monica, what? Child, please. I'm so pissed off with these people and these insecure ass women. Monica this, Monica that, Monica this, Monica that. Monica should not know anything about anybody. Monica really shouldn't. Monica should not know anything about these people. Like, why shouldn't I know anything about your baby mother and your girlfriend? And then the bitch, she lived in like DC somewhere. And then had another baby by the fool. I wouldn't have had no baby by his ass, his dirty ass. Let me stop, because I actually had something to do with his dirty ass. But I refuse. I refuse. I refuse, bro. But anyway, my karma reveals ugly head. You don't have to extra. I mean, the thing is, in relationships, you have to realize that, you just gotta treat people the way you want to be treated. You just gotta listen. Gotta listen. I've been to other people. Oh, my coffee stuck. We got some cream brulee coffee. That's awesome. But anyway, y'all, that's all I wanted to get on here and talk about karma. How ugly it is. She will bite you. And I tell you, she will bite you. She will bite you in your ass, y'all. No lie. Plus, I gotta get off here anyway because my MacBook about to die. It don't take that long to charge up, but the charge is upstairs. And once I go upstairs, I'm staying upstairs. But I've been on here for almost an hour. I want to thank y'all from the bottom of the top of my heart for tuning in. And I'll probably be back next week. I'm thinking about doing a show like once a week now. But, let's look at the calendar real quick, because I think next week is Christmas. Yep. Next week is Christmas, but I'll be damned. Next Saturday is Christmas. Christmas is in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Wait a minute, 13 days? Yep, 13 days, Christmas. New Year's Eve is the 31st. New Year's Eve. I think I remember last year, I think I came on New Year's, the week of New Year's. But Christmas was on a Friday last year. So it was like, I had a Christmas Eve show. I had so many shows. I really can't tell you. I really need an assistant so I can go back and I really need to go back and look and see how many shows I've had. Because I just switch up my seasons. I usually have like 50 shows in a season. So if this is season three, so I probably had like about 100. I don't know. Because I'm including the kickbacks, I don't know how many shows I've done had. The app sent me emails and stuff about my year review, and I don't remember them sending me that last year. Tell me how many shows I did. I think they do send you though. They do. I'll find out at the end of the year. But I remember last year, I came on Christmas Eve. Or the day before Christmas. And then I didn't come on until I had a couple shows the week of December 2020. I was basically talking about, you know, the COVID numbers and the administrations and stuff like that. And I switched the show all the way around or whatever the case may be. But I'll be back. I'll be back. Let's see, today is the 12th. I'll probably be back Monday this week. Probably Wednesday. But I know Friday, Saturday is definitely out of the question. And if not, I'll just see y'all next week.